This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Because the ceiling is five.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Don't step on Tracy Bird like that.
Tracy who?
Bird. B-Y-R-D.
It is quirky country music song day, so Chris is taking the liberty to add more country bumper music.
Hey, I could get a little exercise at some point today when we can. I just punched up the Tampa Bay Buccaneers schedule. We could play a little fun of what games we think will be nationally televised. Some big possibilities here, home and away, if you guys want to do that.
Love it.
It's a good idea. The schedule comes out April 17th.
And what? Each team can have six primetime games, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the most. Figure Tampa will get probably five.
Yeah.
And Pete and I were wondering last segment if they get the the Thanksgiving Day game. Either they're on Detroit's schedule.
They do play at Detroit this year at some point. We don't know when, but they do play at Detroit. They're also home to Kansas City.
The 239 Pete said the Bucs did play the Cowboys, to answer your question, on Thanksgiving back in 2008. Tony Romo threw for five touchdowns.
Okay.
I don't recall
that. I don't remember that, but yeah, it's possible.
Okay. Very good.
I believe you. I mean,
other than the Bucks, they're the Detroit Lions' home opponents this season are the Bears, the Packers, the Vikings, obviously, the Saints. Mm-hmm. Could see that.
Yeah, I could see Drew Brees.
Bucks, and then other than that, it's Texans, Colts, Redskins. I don't see them putting any of those three teams.
I'm hoping for Redskins.
Yeah,
I want to win. All right, coming up this hour, we got a couple of things we want to do here. Pete has a look at history when sports was stalled in the past. I've also got a list of movies we cannot see here in the spring or summer that have all been canceled, the blockbusters. And Gus Alonso will join us. He's not only a friend of the program, but he's a horse racing expert. And believe it or not, we have sports tomorrow. The Florida Derby will go as scheduled tomorrow night or 6 o'clock, whatever.
So, fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
1993, can we just play all those old country songs and just leave Craig off the radio for a little bit? LOL. Yeah, you can. You can change the station on your dial
and then listen
to a country music station. Well, that's all they do.
Don't do that.
That's all they do. They play country nonstop, and I'm not on there.
Well, that's a problem with country music stations these days, is it's really not country music. It's kind of turned, I like it, but it's kind of turned into like this different area of pop.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah,
country pop.
Except it's not good.
What?
The country that pretends to be pop.
I played a song for you earlier, and you said you liked it. So, again, just hot take Craig just throwing crap against a wall, and something will stick eventually. Eventually, Georgia will lose a game that they're not supposed to, and I'll be right. That's what happens on this show.
I think you're painting me with a broad brush.
Country stations make a lot of money, even where I came from in Boston.
Yes,
they make a lot of money. They do really well.
Actually, what's interesting with country music stations, just kind of getting a little inside radio right here, some of the highest, the biggest profiting country radio stations in the country are in the Northeast.
Yes. Yep.
Because they don't have the competition that you have in, like, air quote, traditional country music markets.
Well, like eight stations with the same format.
Exactly. Like in Philly, there was one country station for the longest time. And you say, well, people in Philadelphia don't listen to country music. Well, in a market that size, if you get a tenth of the market to listen to you, you have a stranglehold on everything.
Monopoly.
Yeah, and don't forget, I mean, Pennsylvania's a big state, too. Just like, and country music is big in places in the Northeast that you would never think it would be big in. It just is. It's
Kenny Chesney actually starts, does he start every tour at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough?
They have a huge country fest at Gillette every year that is off the chart insane. I've never been to it, not my cup of tea, but a lot of my friends have gone to it. And have nothing but great things to say about it.
He either opens every tour or closes every tour at Foxborough. He loves playing football stadiums.
Yep. Country sucks, texted in. Says, I picked the worst day to tune in on my drive home.
Yeah, not a good one. Not a good one.
All right, as I told you, I've been in a hankering to go see a movie at a movie theater. I can't do it. It's been a while. I'm trying to figure. I can't remember what the last movie.
You can come here. I have every movie. You can come here.
I want the theater experience, Pete. I don't want to sit in your condo.
You will get the theater experience. Not only will you get the theater experience here, you'll get the extended first class experience here. I would give you and Missy prime seat on the big couch in front of a gigantic TV. I will serve you non-eggplant appetizer and dinner, plus popcorn snacks and drinks whenever you like.
Well, it sounds delightful. All right, here are the
and, and I'll even let you pick the movie.
Really? Well, here are some of the movies we will not be watching this spring. And I know you guys know that these are a lot of these have already been canceled or whatever.
And now, a list.
First on the list, Wonder Woman 1984 was supposed to be released June 5th. They do have a new release date of August 14th. I don't know if we're going to hit that or not.
I was hoping that would be one of the ones that went straight to stream.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? I still think, Chris, that might happen. Let's see how far this thing goes. I think eventually they're all going to. If indeed, and God, hopefully it won't be, but if we're into August still doing this, they're going to have to.
Is this a long list, Craig?
It's about 9, 10.
Okay, because I'd like to break down the Wonder Woman 1984. I got a problem with it.
Let me put a big asterisk by that.
I got a big problem with Wonder Woman 1984.
All right.
All right.
Next on the list, No Time to Die. This is Daniel Craig's last James Bond. It was supposed to be released in April. It is now November 25th. Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's Thanksgiving. Yeah.
I don't know. That franchise seems like it's just searching at this point.
The
trailer looked awesome.
Looks lost.
Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson was supposed to come out May 1st. That's just on hold indefinitely. They don't even know what they're going to do with it.
Disney Plus.
Chris, that's the first one I think that will come to TV very soon.
Black Widow?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, put it on Disney Plus because Disney's already done that with Frozen 2.
Yep.
Next, Minions, The Rise of Gru. I like the Minions movies. They're funny. That was supposed to be July 3rd. Your kids don't like them?
I don't like them.
That's to be determined. A Quiet Place Part 2. This is a post-apocalyptic title or a tale of the world where noise will equal death.
Did you see the first one?
No.
No, I haven't. I was going to watch that last night, Chris.
Is it a silent movie? There's no noise.
John Krasinski. No. What's his name? Emily Blunt and John Krasinski. Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Really?
Did you see it?
Eerie. Yes. Wow. Eerie.
Yeah. Because I've seen the trailer, and I think, or I might have started watching it. It starts off with them driving in the woods. It's flashback stuff, right? I think foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Because they get out of the car, and she's like, shh. And
then somebody jingled
the key, and then all of a sudden these crazy birds or whatever was attacked.
No, that was Bird Box.
Birds.
Was Bird Box.
Oh, that's true. With
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
Oh, no. I know Bird Box, but this was, it may not have been birds attacking, but something jingled in the car. And
All right. That was supposed to be released March 20th. That's to be determined. Next, F9, Fast and Furious. I know Vin Diesel and John Cena were. Did you know Charlize Theron was in this one?
No.
In which one?
The new F9, Fast and Furious.
I did not know that.
It was supposed to be released in May. They've now bumped this all the way to next year, April 21st, 2021.
Wow.
I only saw the first one.
Yeah, I can't imagine the next eight were any different. Mulan. This is a Disney live action movie. It was supposed to be in March. That's to be determined. That's probably going to be another one that's going to be released.
Yeah,
it'll
be a Disney Plus one.
The New Mutants. It's an X-Men spinoff.
Yeah.
This movie has had a nightmare. It was supposed to be released in 2018. Then that's when Disney took over Fox. It all got delayed. Now it's going to be delayed by coronavirus. And nowhere on this list was Top Gun, whether it was going to be released, any plans to post-release, nothing. I don't know, because that was going to be a May release, I believe. And they haven't made an official announcement on what they're going to do. I know Mission Impossible 7 had to stop filming because they had scenes in Venice, Italy, the new Elvis movie with Tom Hanks. Obviously, he got coronavirus, and other movies in production that had to stop, Jurassic World 3, The Batman. Who's playing the Batman in Batman?
Twilight.
Oh.
The Batman. The Batman? Guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's another Batman movie coming out or a Justice League movie?
No, we did this, Pete. We talked about this. It was,
It's the wolf guy from,
No, he's the vampire.
Vampire guy, I mean,
From Twilight.
Yeah, that
What's
guy.
His name? Rob Pattinson.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, but
also was
what's
in
the name of
Harry
the movie?
Potter for one of the...
The Goblet of Fire.
Yeah.
But what's the name of the movie?
The Batman.
What does it take? It's going to take place in between the Justice League movies then.
I don't know. I have no details. Did you know that Matrix 4 was in production? I don't know if that was Keanu Reeves. And there, and there are four Aviator Avatar movies in the works.
But
there are how many?
Four.
Avatar?
They have plans for four. They can film one at a time.
Can't get into the second one yet. We've been hearing about the second one
for
8 years.
How do they follow that up? It kind of seemed like it ended at
There's
the
a
end
story
of the first
line,
one.
Much like Star Wars had a storyline of nine.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
I guess. I don't know. It made so much money, they figured we better come up with four more.
Yeah, but it made all that money because it was like the first thing that you had to see in 3D.
That was real good 3D.
Right, that was good 3D.
And it was phenomenal.
Was
and it was one of those movies
that,
where...
what's his name did? Who's got this?
Yes, yes, the guy from Titanic.
No, yeah. James Cameron.
Yeah, that's what.
James Cameron,
it was
yeah.
his first movie since Titanic. Yeah.
Cameron Wolf covers the Miami Dolphins for ESPN.com.
Not Cameron Wolf, James Cameron, but yeah. So I know Green Falcon texted in about Chris as the Wonder Woman 84 problem, like Steve Trevor has no business being alive. Per the end of World War, unless he's Lazarus. Yeah, well, no, I said the same thing. So my contention is this, Chris. You remember in Wonder Woman, you saw him, Chief Trevor, kind of sacrifice himself allegedly.
No, he did it.
The plane blew up. But did we see him in it? I know they flashed him before all those grenades went off.
Did he parachute on out of there?
Did somebody from Paradise Island take him out? Did somehow, I'm just using a Star Trek theme, somehow he beamed out? Somebody beamed him out? Something happened where obviously he survived, right? And they'll probably do a flashback to that scene of how it happened.
See, that's a problem, but that's not my big problem that I have. This has nothing to do with the storyline, actually.
What's that sound?
My problem is female superhero trying to copy female superhero. Let me explain coming from right here. Wow. Wonder Woman, the first one, was excellent. Say it. It is the best comic book movie that DC has done.
Okay. Oh, by far.
By far. It carries every bit the weight that a Marvel comic universe movie puts out. Okay. It's excellently done.
Yep.
Well, last year, or maybe 2 years ago. No, it was last year. Last year, Marvel comes out with a female superhero set in the 90s.
Yeah.
And what does DC Comic do a year later? Oh, I got a new great idea. This is nobody's seen this before. Female superhero in the 80s.
Yeah.
It's a spinoff of Captain America. It's lazy writing. Captain Marvel. It's lazy. Just come up with your own idea, please. They had a great thing with Wonder Woman. It's probably the only superhero that DC has done properly, and they're ruining it. They're ruining her.
Well, I'll tell you this. If this is true where I see, you know, the Batman, they're going to go back and do the whole storyline all over again. No. That doesn't work for me anymore. You're not going to get past what Christian Bale did in those three movies. They were phenomenal. But Bill's Mafia says Batman is starting fresh with this storyline. I mean, the storyline of the origin, another Alfred, the whole thing. No, I can't do that again. I'm not doing it for the third. No.
Maybe is this how they're incorporating the Joker from the Joker movie? Was that like
point.
The first one and then this is the new one?
Maybe.
Because that Joker movie, spectacular. It had nothing to do with Batman, really.
Right.
And remember, at the end of the Christian Bale, the first Batman, Batman Begins, the very first, after the last scene, is Commissioner Gordon going up to him and saying, "We got something else for you. This just came in." And he goes, he left his calling card. Remember, it was the Joker. In the Christian Bale movie, it was just you get in the deck of cards, and he said he left his calling card, and then of course you had the, the second movie a couple of years later, with the Joker in it, and what's his name who, unfortunately passed
Heath
away. Heath Ledger, yeah. But so I mean, we're gonna do that all over again.
I don't know. You sound like me. Well, you sound like me. You don't want to invest yourself in all the energy again.
I don't know how it can get better than with Christian Bale. I don't know how it gets better than Christian Bale and Batman Begins. The second one, and then Dark Knight Rises. I don't know how it gets better than that.
I don't know.
And Batman, I don't know how.
Stay tuned.
Don't get it.
Stay tuned.
Now the Aquaman movie was very good too. That was very
Aquaman
good.
Aquaman was
like
really
that.
Good.
I like
Aquaman
that.
Was good. You're right.
I actually saw it.
I still to this day have not seen the Justice League.
Oh, I thought it was pretty good.
I still haven't seen Justice League.
No, I think you'd like it. I don't know if you'd love it. I think it's definitely worth seeing, Chris. It's worth seeing.
Bill's Mafia says it has an all new Commissioner Gordon and Alfred and a new suit and a bat bike.
Well, he always had a bat bike. I mean, I don't know. why we need to go down that road again.
Well, that's what I usually say about these movies.
Unless it's going to be, unless it ties in, it's going to tie into the Justice League movies, or maybe, like you said, maybe the Joker movie. That's probably what it's going to be.
All right.
But
now, Pete, we've got a couple of minutes before we have Gus Alonso on to talk about actual horse racing that's taking place tomorrow. You can bet on, you can watch NBC, the whole deal. You had a, was it a list of sports on hold? Going to go down memory lane a little bit here?
Yeah, a little bit, yep. Since the inception of the NBA, NFL, NHL, and MLB in the United States is one of the longest, is in one of the longest game droughts since. Below are the only longer stretches since 1930, according to Elias.
All right, do we need list music here?
Yeah, I could do list music here.
All right.
And now, a list.
All right. 59 days, MLB strike. You remember this, Craig. June 12th through August 9th, 1981. Due to disagreements over free agent compensation, the MLB Players Association approved a strike on February 25th. After some litigation on June 12th, the players staged the first midseason strike in MLB history. After 12 hours of negotiation on July 31st, a proposed settlement was announced. Play resumed on August 9th with the All-Star Game in Cleveland, Ohio. And the first official games after the strike took place on August 10th. And that was the year the Dodgers, with Fernando Valenzuela, ended up beating the Yankees. But there's also that split squad stuff, the split season stuff, Craig, remember?
Yes.
Where some teams actually benefited from losing. It was nuts.
This was devastating to me.
Yes, me too.
Because keep in mind, I'm 13 years old.
Yep.
Baseball is still the national pastime at this point.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, a season just stopped. I hated Donald Fear every time I saw his fat face on TV. Hated it. It was just awful.
And I remember it ended on, I believe it was a Saturday. I remember my dad left me a note at the breakfast table. He had gone to work. He worked half a day on Saturdays. And it just said, strike is over. And I remember he said something nice. There was a big smiley face. Because I was like, oh, I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
Here's another one. 23 days. And these are, and that was 59 days. This is 23 days. They'll get shorter as we go down this list. 23 days, MLB strike to NFL regular season. That was August 12, 1994 through September 3rd, 94. Remember, owners wanted to implement, it was 23 days, owners wanted to implement revenue sharings with the use of the salary cap, which drew strong objections from the Players Association. This is baseball now.
Right.
On August 12th, the players went on strike after a unanimous vote by the union's executive board 2 weeks prior. On September 14th, MLB announced the World Series would be canceled for the first time since 1904, and a slate of NFL regular season games on September 4th ended the drought.
Wow. I remember
But it
that.
Took the Toronto Blue Jays, like I said yesterday, over a decade really to recover. A lot of other teams, too.
That's right.
Here's another one. 11 days span between Stanley Cup Finals and the MLB season. This is April 9th, 1943 to April 19th, 1943. So on April 8th, 1943, your Detroit Red Wings completed their sweep of the Bruins in the Stanley Cup, winning 2-0 in Game 4. But it wasn't until April 20th when professional sports in the United States returned, when the Washington Senators defeated the Philadelphia A's 7-5 at Griffith Stadium.
Mm.
Here's another one. The 10-day span between the Stanley Cup final and MLB regular season. On April 3rd, the Canadiens won their fourth NHL championship after a two-game series with the Bruins. From the following day, April 13, 1930, there were no professional games played at the United States. The Red Sox 4-3 win over Washington ended that.
Mm.
Other notable droughts following 9/11, remember this, MLB suspended play from September 11th through the 16th. First game to end that six-day span was the Florida Marlins 10-6 win over Montreal.
That was only 5 days?
Yeah, the first pitch coming at 7:10.
In my memory, it feels like 10 to 14 days. It was only 5 days, huh?
Notable, and then we have notable event cancellations in 2004-2005 NHL season. After extensive collective bargaining agreements failed, the NHL had a lockout for the second time in 9 years. As a result, the season was canceled when the players in the league could not come to an agreement, which also resulted in the Stanley Cup not being awarded that year.
Nobody noticed.
Yes, they did. Bless you. 94 World Series on August 12th, the players went on strike after a unanimous vote by two unions executive board. This is what we just talked about. 1942-45, Indy 500 on December 29th, 1941. Indy Motor Speedway announced the cancellation of the 1942 Indy 500 following Pearl Harbor. U.S. government later banned motor racing due to gasoline needs that February,
Greg. Oh, yeah, I remember.
The race returned in 46, where George Robson won his first, or Robson, his only Indy 500. with an average speed of 114 miles per hour, which is what they do now on I-75.
Exactly.
1942 and 46 FIFA World Cup. After Germany invaded Poland in 39, the 1942 FIFA World Cup was not held. After World War II concluded in 1945, organizers felt there was not sufficient time to hold the event in 1946 either. The FIFA World Cup resumed in 1950, but it functioned as a league rather than having a tournament structure, in which Uruguay clinched its second title. Olympic Games, 1916, 1940, 1944, for various reasons, to World War I and World War II. 1919 Stanley Cup Final, most correlated to today's circumstances. The 1919 Stanley Cup Final canceled following Game 5 because of the influenza pandemic.
Yeah.
Commonly known as the Spanish flu. No title was awarded.
How long did they gap there in 1919? How long was
that? That was just the Stanley Cup Final for that that week.
Wow.
The 04 World Series was canceled. Giants, due to the NL champion Giants, New York Giants, refusing to play at the AL champion Boston Americans, the 1904 World Series was canceled. Giants manager John McGraw saw the National League as the only legitimate baseball league and had noted problems with American League president Ben Johnson.
Get over it!
So there you go.
All right, very good. Okay, Gus Alonso is going to join us. He's our friend of the program and also our go-to guy for horse racing. We have the Florida Derby tomorrow. You can watch it on NBC, and you can gamble on it if you choose.
I'm writing everything he says down.
Actual sports. An interview next. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Guess what we're going to do right here?
Sports.
We're going to talk some sports. We got a sporting event tomorrow, the Florida Derby, taking place. And our resident horse racing expert and friend of the program, Gus Alonso, is with us. By the way, you can tune into Brisnet.com. He makes his selections for them there as well. Maybe he'll give you a little hint and insight as to what he's going to do with us right now. Gus, how you been, man?
Hey, Gus. How's it going, guys?
Good. Are you self-quarantined? Where are you at these days?
Yeah, at home pretty much. Trying to still get out to the golf course when I can. A couple courses still open, which is nice. But, trying to be safe. Hope you guys.
I'd have you at my place, but they don't allow visitors right now, unfortunately. But we can still golf. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Very nice. Crazy times.
They are.
Colorful names on these lists of the Florida Derby, but I'll let you get into it. But I've already picked one, I want to hear your analysis. I'm writing everything down because last time we did this when we were over at MK Coral at Backyard. Yeah, I mean, you nailed it.
Yeah, you are a Derby guy. So
I think it was the Belmont. I really made some shekels off of your advice. So I'm anxious for this because this is like a Super Bowl on Sunday. First sporting event we'd be able to watch live in a long time.
Well, yeah, and before we get into that, maybe if somebody is not a diehard horse racing fan, maybe you could kind of explain, Gus, what is taking place, why it's allowed to be taking place during these times, and whether they're getting this under a deadline of shutting other stuff down. So kind of give us a backdrop. If somebody might not be familiar with the Florida Derby and what this all is, explain it to us.
All right, the Florida Derby, it's being conducted at our Gulfstream Park, which is in Hallandale Beach, mm-hmm. across the state. It's in between Miami and Fort Lauderdale. Obviously, in Miami-Dade and also in Broward County, they do have the restrictions for essential workers only. But the thing is, the mayor, the vice mayor from Hallandale Beach earlier this week tried to close down Gulfstream because they said it wasn't essential. Mm-hmm. But basically, Gulfstream fought back and said that, you know, they would actually sue because their workers actually work for the state in Tallahassee. So they got approval from Tallahassee. Their championship meet, which started the first week of December 2019, you know, finishes tomorrow. Tomorrow is the marquee event. They have 14 races, 10 stakes races, 7 graded stakes. I mean, if any indication today in the first race, you know, there's not much going on. There was $1.8 million bet into the first race, which included the pick five, which,
wow,
those are astronomical numbers for during the week.
Yeah.
Today?
And, yeah, today.
Yes. And tomorrow, it's going to be even, I mean, it's going to be insane because tomorrow they do have a $2 million Rainbow Six. It's a 20-cent bet. It's the last six races of the day. And they have a jackpot pool of $2 million, and they're thinking maybe another $7 or $8 million is going to be bet into that. So that pool is going to be floating up to about $10 million when it's all said and done tomorrow. So I guess that's the big reason they stayed open. They're taking a lot of precaution at Gulfstream Park with the social distancing. Obviously, it's not a contact sport like basketball or hockey where they're close to each other. You know, they're on the horses. And in their jockey's room, there's a lot of separation. And, you know, they had some inspections, and they passed them all. So even though one of the jockeys, Hall of Famer Javier Castellano, you know, he rides at Gulfstream regularly in the winter, he tested positive for the coronavirus yesterday.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And that was kind of dicey, but the show's going on, and it's the only show in town right now.
And no fans,
so he was
right?
supposed to ride the 10-horse Candy Tycoon, right?
Correct. Yeah. So he'll be off that. There'll be a replacement jockey, which hasn't been named yet on him. Which will be a downgrade from him, like I mentioned. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
So he's
this is no fans. No, this is just jockeys, race officials, and that's
it. Just the pure essential. You have the track officials and the gate crew. Obviously, you need a great gate crew to help the horses get in. You have the announcer. It's pretty much a skeleton crew, mm-hmm. but they can, you know, they can get it off. And you have a lot of ADWs, which is the betting, you know, like Twin Spires, TVG, and other ones, and it's being televised both on Fox Sports 1 and also NBC Sports is going to be televising most of the day, and it's just a big event tomorrow, and I think it's going to be a lot of money in the pools.
What time is it for? I know the main race is at the main is at 6, right? I know that's how many races before that they're going to be televised on. As I was looking at the schedule on NBC Sports Network, I didn't realize they were on FS1 as well, but maybe FS1 also has the earlier races.
Yeah, FS1, I believe, is 1:30 to 7, and I think NBC is 4 to 8, if I'm not mistaken. And
okay.
They'll be covering a couple of other tracks that are running across the nation. Right now there's running. Tampa's one of the ones that will be running, and Oakland Park is the other one that's running. As of 20 minutes ago, officials at San Anita Park, they were due to race today, and they came in and they had to shut it down. So that was right before they went off the first race, they shut down Santa Anita for the time being.
Mm. What kind of, is NBC bringing its Kentucky Derby crew out? I mean, we have big name announcers on network TV tomorrow? Or
you know what they're doing? They're piggybacking off of TVG. They're going to use the TVG,
okay.
Which they're pretty much remote, but they have their announcers.
Yes.
And they're the ones that they're just picking up their feed, basically.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm looking at on Xfinity right now for tomorrow at 5:00, or actually starts at 4:00. Trackside live on NBC Sports Network, channel 44, not NBC, NBC
right.
Sports Network.
Network.
And then
Network.
That has Trackside live, and then it says at 6:00 Horse Racing Florida Derby, and then Trackside live again at 7:00.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, they have 14 races, like I mentioned before. The first one goes off at 11:30, and the last one is the Florida Derby. And it's set to go off at 6:36. But as we know from Gulfstream, they kind of have a little, they call it a post time drag.
Yeah.
So you could probably go to the bathroom and eat a sandwich before they go off about 6:45 tomorrow at Gulfstream for the big race.
Okay, Gus. Now, when they do go off, who are we looking at here? Where are we, if we were hypothetically putting some Skittles down, where would we go?
Well, it's going to be a full field of, it's going to be 12 horses. Today, Sorrels, the four horse is scratched. He's actually running today. And with him running today, that allows the 13 horse, Rogue Element, to get in. It's a 50-1 shot. But this kind of race, I'll tell you what, there's a couple big favorites that stick out, and they stick out big time. It's not like the Kentucky Derby. Here you have two, you know, leading contenders for the Kentucky Derby in this race, which is we'll start with the favorite, which is the 7, Tis the Law. I mean, he had a super impressive win earlier in the meet in the Holy Bull, and he's been pointing to this race, and all indications are he's doing great. He likes to sit a little bit off the pace and come with a big run. And the other horse that's a big favorite is the 9 horse, Independence Hall. He was upset last time at Tampa Bay in the Grade 3 Sam Davis. He looks to rebound. But, you know, none of these horses have ran a mile and an eighth, so it's another question. that they're going to have to answer. So that's when you can look at it, and you might catch a price or two. You know, some people, you know, look at it as breeding or other scenarios, because there's a lot of horses here that are really much sprinters and they're stretching out. So, well, so the 9 furlongs, and that's gonna bring a lot of pace to the race, and somebody maybe coming from behind might benefit from that.
Well, I have a much more analytical view of it than you do. Since Tiz is one of our favorite texter callers on our show, I'm definitely going with Tiz the Law. There's no doubt about it. How can we not? You have to. There's a sign there. And my other one, just because of the name, Sassy But Smart, ridden by Joe Bravo. I like that name, too.
Yeah, you know, he's an interesting horse. He's actually, they're giving the dirt a try because he's actually a turf horse. He's a grass horse. But, like, you know, you only got one shot at these, you know, as a 3-year-old. And now with the Derby delayed all the way to September 5th on Labor Day weekend, they can develop a horse more and maybe get him ready for the Derby. Obviously, the first three finishers here would qualify for the Derby on September. So that's a big thing. He's kind of a mystery horse because we don't know what he'll do on the dirt. But I tell you what, he's not the worst stab to take.
Hmm. All right, Gus, tell us what you do for Brisnet.com.
For Brisnet, I do the spotlight selection. So basically, I handicap the entire card every week, every Saturday, and they post it on their site. There is a fee that they charge. And I mean, it's a full analysis of every race and also wagering strategies as well on every race. All the, you know, the multis, which is considered the pick fours, the pick fives, the rainbow six, and also some daily doubles and pick threes. I know I might be a it's pretty heavy duty. I mean, just pretty much everything from A to Z I cover on the card.
All right.
That's awesome.
All right, Gus, you're a good friend of the show, man. Enjoy tomorrow, and thanks for all the insight. It'll be nice to have some sports going on.
Yeah, it'll be something good. I mean, it's a good race. Obviously, we don't know when the Derby and everything now these days is up in the air, but it's nice to have something to look forward to tomorrow, and I appreciate being on, guys.
Yeah. Well, Gus, real quick, give me your perfecta real quick.
You know, I like I said, I mean, I do like the favorite. I'll throw a couple prices at you. The one horse, as seen on TV, I think he's got a shot. And also throw in, even though Castellano's not on, Candy Tycoon. This is a young horse. He had a little bit of time. He's figuring things out, and I think he's moving in the right direction. He might, you know, add some value to the trifecta. But Tiz the Law, definitely strictly the one to beat.
All right. Sounds great, man. Have a good time, Gus. Good to hear your voice. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Gus. You're the man.
You guys too, man.
All right. That's Gus Alonso. He's our horse racing expert and a friend of the program as well. Getting ready for the Florida Derby tomorrow. Again, the top three would get a spot in the Derby, which is now not in May. It's now in September.
How do you not go with Tiz the Law here, right? I mean, that's some kind of an omen, at least for this show, right? There's no doubt. I'm going with that horse, so he's going to be part of everything I do.
That would be that'd be cool. All right, very good. All right, Pete Shepard, it is time to challenge you. Today is like National Joe Day for guys named Joe, and even guys that aren't named Joe should want to be called Joe. So we're going to do Joe's in Sports. That is it could be Joey, Joseph, all that. It could be any of that.
So any shortened version of Joseph.
Right.
Right.
Anything that starts with J. Well,
no,
really.
No. No Jeremiah's.
No Jeremiah's.
Was a bullfrog.
That's a
Giuseppe?
Name, that's a name you don't hear every day.
Giuseppe. Mm. Isn't that a G?
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
You should know that. It's like
it's Italian.
It's Italian.
It's Joe. It's Joe. It's Joe in Italian.
Oh, Giuseppe. Is it?
Yeah. I didn't know if you're going to sneak one of those in on me.
No, there's none of that, no.
Okay. I
can't think of any Giuseppes in sports.
Giuseppe Rossi?
Oh, God.
Who's that?
This is a striker.
Oh, come on.
Striker? Oh, that's soccer. All right, never mind. caller number 9. Hopefully there won't be an Amber Alert right now. Last time we did this, and you didn't hear me shout out. For caller number 9 at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. You get 20 Mo bucks. There's more ways to get Mo's. Order online through Mo's app. Pick it up or get it delivered. If you're working from home like a lot of people like Pete is right now, Mo's delivers. And taking precautions to keep everything clean and very easy for you as well. Welcome to Moe's. Call it number 9-239-337-ESPN, Wikipedia, Shima to Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wiki Petia.
20 more bucks on the line. Caller number 9 is Dayton in Fort Myers. Dayton, welcome. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Very
what's
good.
Happening?
All right, we got a list of questions here. It's Famous Joe. Joe is your name day today. So Famous Joe's in sports.
National Joe Day.
Thank you. I had a little brain cramp.
That's
there.
Okay.
First one to 3 correct answers is a winner. Dayton, you get to go first. Dayton.
All right.
The last New York Yankee to wear the number 5.
Joe DiMaggio.
That is correct. That is the correct Joe we are looking for. Pete Shepard, your Joe question.
Yes.
He led his team to 4 Super Bowls in the 80s and 90s.
Joe Montana.
Correct. All right, back to Dayton. This famous Joe guaranteed a win going into Super Bowl 3, and he delivered.
Joe Namath.
That is correct.
Yay.
Pete Shepard.
Yes.
This quarterback was selected number 3 overall by the Detroit Lions in the 2002 draft.
Oh, God.
Craig Sheeman's favorite, Joey Harrington.
Or as I like to say, Joey Bleeping Harrington.
Right there with you, Craig.
Thank you. All right, we've got a 2-2 tie. This question goes to Dayton. If he gets it, he wins. What coach has the most wins in college football history? Is this still true? I thought they took some away.
FBS. Oh, okay. FBS, right. Not FCS. I should have put FBS in the question.
Yeah, but I thought they took wins away from them.
That'd be Joe Paterno.
That is correct. That's the answer we were looking for, regardless of whether it was right or not. Very good. Dayton and Fort Myers, thank you very much, my man.
Hey, thank good you, job. Guys. Have a great day.
You two stay on hold, and Chris will take care of you. Appreciate that. Didn't they take Joe Paterno's wins away, and then all of a sudden Bobby Bowden was the win? And we went back and
didn't
forth
they gave,
for a while.
Didn't they give some back? I think they gave some back. Right. I forget what the whole mess was, yeah.
Anyway. All right, some more.
The internet agreed with me, and it was an article that was written in 2019.
Okay, there
was some coach at the FCS level. No, Division I and Division II level racked up a lot of wins at
Well, at Grambling, you had Robinson at Grambling. Coach Robinson at Grambling, yeah.
No, it was... anyway, it's not important.
Yeah, okay. Pete, more questions for you, just for fun. What Joe quarterback was also coached by a Joe while playing in the NFL when he snapped his leg on Monday Night Football?
Why are you laughing?
I guess it's so disgusting.
Sick.
Joe Theismann.
And his coach was Joe Gibbs. Mm-hmm. What Joe was selected number 2 overall in the 1981 draft by the Chicago Cubs, but one of his most memorable home runs in World Series.
But hit one of the most memorable. It's hit, not his.
Poorly written.
I'll shoulder it. That's
so
okay.
Joe, number 2 in the 81 draft by the Cubs, most memorable home run in World Series history for a different club. Joe who?
I believe that was 93 Blue Jays over the Phillies, Joe Carter.
That is correct. And finally, what Joe won an NBA championship with the Pistons as both the player and also won one as the team's general manager?
Joe Dumars.
That is correct. All right, very good.
And there's your Wikipedia for today.
Nice.
And for the week.
And we can't break yet.
Because I'm ahead of time. Yep. I'm early.
Well, they were. I thought they'd be harder.
They were all pretty...
I wasn't expecting the Joey Harrington pick to be done so quickly, Pete. I expected a few oohs and ahs and a yee.
And a hum.
In there.
Yeah. Well, I didn't try to overthink it today.
Good.
You know, I find if you think less, you do better.
Is that true with everything, right?
Sometimes.
It's like hitting a golf ball.
Muscle memory.
Like practice swings.
Muscle memory.
Yeah. Practice swings are overrated on the golf course.
They wear you out.
It's so overrated. So overrated. Ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. The person that takes 15 practice swings and then shanks it, get off the golf course. Go away.
I get mad when they take more than one.
I take one. It's not even a real practice swing. It's just like a swing just to kind of just feel it. Just feel it. That's all it is.
I agree with you. Maybe a second swing if you're not feeling it. But I'm more than two. I'm like, move on to the next
Maybe once around, I'll step off of a golf ball. Really? Where I'll be standing over and I just don't like the way it feels. I got to step off and reset everything.
Or you got a gust of wind or a bug lands on you or something like that.
Something like that.
An itch on your face. Something.
Do you want to go through real quick Tampa Bay Bucks, what we think could be their five nationally televised games? Or do you want to wait till next hour with other lists that I have?
That's a segment right there, Pete Shepherd.
Okay. I thought so, too.
That's Miley Cyrus. And then let's look at the Bucks schedule and pick their nationally televised games. That's what that is.
And I got a whole bunch of other college football lists/quizzes for you guys that I think you will find. You'll enjoy, like yesterday.
All right, it's a data dump with Pete Shepherd. The show's
yes,
over.
Perfect.
Let's do it. It's Friday, everybody. The big 5 o'clock hour coming up. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.